My name is Chris Hutt, owner of the Foaling Warehouse here in Hamtramck, Michigan.
Talk to us about foaling. We're on ground zero of a whole new sport in America.
Well, foaling is a great game. My wife and my friends and I invented 16 years ago, accidentally, at the Indianapolis 500, an event we go to religiously. And we built a bowling alley for our tailgate. It failed. A football accidentally knocked down some of our bowling pins a couple days later, and foaling was born.
Did you coin the term?
We did. We coined the term. We had a discussion. We had a couple names. We voted, and foaling won. We started setting up our game here in the Detroit area at Lions, tailgates, concerts, parks, parties. Every time we set it up anywhere, people just flocked to us wondering what we were doing and could they play. And we're a friendly bunch, of course. Come on in. Nice to meet you. So after a couple years of doing this, it really became evident that it was something. It had legs. People really, truly enjoyed the game, and anybody can do it. It doesn't matter if you're male or female, young or old, athletic or unathletic. This game is a great equalizer. It's harder than it looks, and anybody can do it. It has nothing to do with football. So I got to the point where I thought, you know, this is something. So I really started moving the lanes around it. I had a pickup truck. So I just took them with me everywhere, and I rented them to people for graduation parties, and we set them up behind local bars where we just asked permission if we could set up. You know, we didn't want anything other than the permission to do it, and that people would come and you would earn business. I just looking to spread my game.
Basically, the game itself, you have 10.
The game itself, there's two platforms that are 42 inches wide and 8 feet long, and they have the real bowling pins and the real bowling pin setup. So they're 48 feet apart, two sets of pins, and we have one football. And there's a team on one side and a team on the other. And the object of the game is to knock down all of your opponent's 10 pins before they knock down your 10 pins, throwing the one ball back and forth. It sounds very easy. It's not impossible. It's more difficult than it looks. And it's a ton of fun.
So it's really taking off. It's exploding as we're talking. As a sport.
Yeah, we've had to expand here in our, we call it the mothership, here in Hamtramck, the first foaling warehouse. We're building our second one in Grand Rapids, Michigan, which will be open by the end of the year.
Your first one, your mothership, where we're at right now, it's a huge facility. It was an axle manufacturer?
Yeah, a constant velocity joint, the CV joint. It was one of the world's first CV joint factories. It's 101 years old. They made axle parts of some sort here until 1988. Family bought the building. They've owned it doing various industrial things. It was for lease. I was looking for space. It was the perfect size and shape room for what it was doing. We signed the lease. It took 14 months to turn a filthy factory into a fine drinking establishment with an excellent game. But we opened December of 14. It's just been go since we opened the doors. We've expanded in space in this building. We're up to 55,000 square feet. The building is 90,000 square feet, but we have 55,000 of it.
And how many lanes do you have right now? And you're growing as we speak.
We opened with 20. Our expansion here will be done in a number of weeks. It's another 10 lanes taking us to 30, a third bar, a second set of bathrooms, and a 4,000 square feet banquet space.
So it's pretty quiet right now because it's the middle of the day. You haven't even really opened yet. But if you came back tonight, it would be a different scene.
Oh, yeah. It's Friday night, and we're coming into our season, which is mid-October to May, Memorial Day itself. And we're in Michigan. You know, we have seasons. When the winter comes, we're not afraid of winter. We live here. But you still are looking for things to do inside. I mean, there's plenty of outdoor sports that we enjoy here in Michigan, but you're still looking for that thing to do inside. That's why I think we're the number one bowling state in the country, and there's all kinds of things to do. But this has just been something. I think the main hook is that everybody can do it.
Let's talk about the pro sports guy, the old football pro or the high school star. They get humbled.
Yes, it's one of my favorite things because we're nice to all of our guests, of course. You can see the weekend warrior, the former high school quarterback, the former jock. They're signing in at the front counter. They've never been here. They see the game, and you can just read their mind. I am going to be awesome at this. And then they get in there and they throw way too hard and they lose to their sister 5 games straight, who's throwing wobbly grenades with no football skill at all, but she sure can throw that wobbly ball right into the middle of the pins.
And there's an advantage to the wobbly ball, isn't there, rather than that surgical spiral?
That's right. A wobbly football is wider than a spiral. and we're not playing football. We're trying to knock down bowling pins. The term we use for these fellows, it's the Uncle Rico effect. And if anybody's seen Napoleon Dynamite, you know who Uncle Rico is. And we know back in 82, he could throw a pigskin a quarter mile. The Uncle Ricos come in every day, and it's fun to watch them get humbled by some nice ladies.
So this really is still ground zero. You've been going, what, 3-4 years? You built up a huge momentum, basically word of mouth. And you have corporate groups here. Tell us about that, and then families and individuals and just weekend fun people.
We are a bar, so you can come in and get some cold drinks and have fun foaling. But we're also a great meeting place for your birthday party, your kids' hockey, football, soccer team, banquet party. We do corporate team building events a ton. And being in Detroit, of course, we have the big three. And all the other auto companies are here, and auto suppliers. And
they come as a kind of corporate getaway.
Right. They come in and, they rent some lanes. And we're a BYO food establishment, so you can cater anybody you want. You can bring food from home. You can order food from any of the local establishments here in town that deliver pizza, barbecue, Middle Eastern, Polish food here in Hamtramck, a traditionally Polish town. But now it's half Eastern Bloc, half Middle Eastern. So the amount of food here, delivery-wise, is fantastic.
And as we're talking right now, you just had the Travel Channel here doing a segment. And going forward, you're on the cusp of solidifying concept for franchising this across the country, across North America, Canada.
That's exactly what we're working on. We've just finished our franchise package. It's going to the state for approval. We're already talking to some people out of state. And our goal is, foaling will work in any major city, college town. If you're in a small town, you don't need 30 lanes. But an 8-lane foaling alley in a small town would still be fun. So, yeah, our plan is to open up anywhere there's interest. North America, yeah.
Conservatively looking vision forward, where would you imagine this being franchised in, say, 5 years?
Oh, gosh. I mean, obviously, we're very excited to get into Texas, and we're talking about a sport that uses a football, and I think we would be very silly not to test those waters first. Our Rust Belt neighboring cities are a lot like us, a lot of the same problems over the years, economy-wise, where manufacturing left and a lot of cities were tough, the Buffaloes, Pittsburghs, Clevelands, Indy, Chicago, Milwaukee.
You're just a couple miles from Canada, I imagine, going across the border.
I like to call Windsor the Key West of Canada. It's, the southernmost point of Canada and the only place that you can stand in the U.S. other than Alaska and look south into Canada as Detroit. But, no, we get along. We have tons. We have Canadians come over and foal all the time. We have a nice group. They made up their own shirts. They're buddies. At this point, they're good buddies, but they made up shirts and they call themselves the A-Foals, E-H, Foals. Yeah, they're a bunch of A-Foals. But they come over, and actually one time they came over, they were all wearing kilts. They all had their T-shirts on and kilts and foaled all night.
How fun. Talk to us about some of the little asides, like your freighter horn and how that happens.
Oh, yeah, well, in the game, we have a special shot. You can win the game on one throw. It's called a bonk. B-O-N-K. Every game, every single player has their first throw. If it's that player's first throw of the game and all 10 pins are still standing, if they're able to knock the 5-pin, which is the center pin, and only the 5-pin, completely off the board, leaving the other 9 standing, which sounds impossible, it's not, you've won the game with a bonk. We average about 60 bonks a month. If you get a bonk, and strikes are super rare. Strikes just happen. Nobody throws a strike on purpose. If anybody ever tells you they did, the word is liar. So if you get a strike or a bonk, you can come up to the main bar. We have a monthly bonk board you can autograph. There's a handle on the board. You can pull it when we tell you. And right above the main bar is a real Great Lakes freighter horn. We're not lying. It is a freighter horn. And you pull the handle, you honk your bonk, and basically scare the pants off everybody in the bar. We give them a good whistle in the morning, but still on a busy night, not everybody hears it, and the freighter horn goes off, and it's inside. And it kind of brings, it's brought bands. We have a stage for live music. It has brought bands to a dead standstill in the middle of a song.
I believe it. They're pretty freaking
the microphone. Them out. What was that?
Let's talk about the beer world dynamic of this place, in that that's an intrinsic part of the fun here. It really is. Talk about your mystery dispenser. Yeah. And
yeah. Back at Indy, the first rule we ever wrote down was, if you're not drinking, you're cheating, which is fun. It's not a hard rule. You can come here and be not to drink and still play. We're not going to get on you for that. But we have over 180 beers available for purchase. We have a bottoms-up beer system, our draft system. The beers fill from a hole in the bottom of the cup, and there's a magnet that seals it. It's magical. And we have our mystery beer machine, which is basically a pop machine behind the bar. All the buttons are filled with a different price range of canned beer, blended. You don't know what you're going to get. It goes by price range, so you can... The $2 beers are anything you'd find in a 30-pack. You know, the I'm in college, I don't have any money beer. We have 12-ounce craft in two price ranges, $4, $5. We have 16-ounce craft, two price ranges. We have cider. Michigan's a big cider state.
You're shooting the dice every
time.
You
don't know what you're going to get. It's a wide range. We can buy all the beer available to us because we have the mystery beer machine. We have merchandisers like you'd see in a convenience store. I wanted our main bars to feel like you just got off work on Friday and you're going to your local convenience store to pick up a sixer for the weekend, and you have all these choices now, all these wonderful craft beers. So you stand there and you're rubbing your chin trying to figure out what you want to buy. That's the look I wanted behind our bar. So if we put some of these new beers in there and they really don't sell, they're not selling because they're not good. There's just so many choices and people panic and they go with what they know. So we'll blend those beers into the mystery beer machine, and they sell.
Do you make some converts out of that?
Yeah, that's the thing. Suddenly, if there's a beer that's very delicious that people just didn't know, because we just had a brewery here from Manhattan, Kansas, Tallgrass. Their beer is very good. Nobody in Detroit knows about Tallgrass. We sell all their products. They're in the mystery machine right now, and as they come out, people have them like, wow, that was a good beer. I really like that. And then they can walk up and say, hey, can I get that Tallgrass beer, whatever style? We can go back in the cooler and get them one. Of course, we'll sell. You're our guest. You want to drink that? We'll go get it for you.
But they never would have gone there if it hadn't been for them.
They wouldn't even know about it if they didn't roll the dice with the mystery machine. During happy hour on the weekdays from 5 till 8 p.m., we have a $3 button called Happy Chance. And it's three different price ranges blended evenly, $2, $4, and $5. So you've got those $2 30-pack beers in there. You've got $4 and $5 craft beer, and they're all 12-ouncers, but they're evenly mixed, and it's $3. So you might get over on us for a dollar or $2, but we may get over on you for a dollar. You may be spending $3 for a Hams instead of two. But, you know, we always like to point out that, you know, the word chance is in the dictionary, pretty easy to look up.
But they'll still go for it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's funny, because it's you'll see a group of guys that'll come up for three or four rounds of those, and it's the same guy. Yeah, you know, because they get them in order. Give us four of the chance beers in order, and it's the same guy who keeps getting the short end of the stick while the other guys are getting $2 values.
Same guy that goes to the lottery every week. Probably.
Correct, correct. Yeah, you know, the dark cloud over their head. Big Ben.
I love it. All right, well, gosh, I could stay all day. This has been wonderful. What a cool surprise.
Well, great. It's great to have you here. I really appreciate it, and we probably should go get a beer and full some.
I think so.
All right.
Full along.
Full on.
Full on. You yes. Got it. If somebody wanted to learn more, you have a website, I'm sure, and Facebook. Tell us about that.
Yeah, it's foalingwarehouse.com is our website. Foaling Warehouse on Facebook. Hashtag foaling, which is F-O-W-L-I-N-G.
Some people get it wrong and call it fouling.
People say fouling a lot, and they ask me what fouling is, and I always respond that it's almost identical to bowling. And then they look at me funny and they realize that it's bowling.
So football, bowling.
Football, we've just replaced the B with an F.
Love it.
Yeah. Hashtag fouling for Instagram. And my name's Chris Hutt. We're here in Hamtramck, Michigan, about ready to foal on.
Love it. Chris, thank you so much.
Thank you. Nice to meet you.
That was an absolute pleasure. Tell us about foaling.
Bro, foaling was so cool, bro. I was the first winner, and I was on the phone. I made a couple of dollars when I made that call, and I just got paid. So it's Friday night, and I'm about to have some fun.
My name's Jennifer Simonson. I'm from Austin, Texas. And this was my first time foaling, and it was very fun. I wasn't very good, but it was still very fun.
But you're going back out again.
I'm going back out again because I feel like I could improve my skills with a few more rounds.
Devon Christopher Johnson. It's like Avon, just put a D in front. So it's Devon. And I'm from New York. I run a magazine called Blue Magazine, Blue Life Media Group out of New York. I spent the afternoon playing foaling, not fouling, because fouling's a call in NBA games. It's foaling, and I never heard of it until I got here. And it's a physical sport. It's tough. This is going to be a stretch, but I'm going to say it. When I played golf for the first time, it was a mental difficulty because you have to connect with the ball and with the holes. Here you have to connect with the football and the pins. It doesn't matter how fast or how hard I can throw. If I don't hit the ball or the board at the right time, anything can happen. So it's a equalizing game. So I can come here with my friends that were way better at football than I was, or my cousins who are way better at bowling than I was, and I can still kick their ass because I may have the better angle to combine football and bowling into one.
So a great equalizer.
It's a great equalizer, and doesn't matter if you're old or young. I thought I was pretty much in shape, and I'm exhausted from just playing one game. And I didn't even win, which is a little disappointing. But yeah, it's a great time.
Victor Pineda from Mexico City. Bowling is something strange and weird for me, to be honest. But I suppose that I need to learn about it. It gets some fun. It gets hard, and sometimes you're not very familiar with the football. It gets some time to get how to throw the ball. But once that you get it and you realize that you don't actually need to throw like a football player and you can throw the ball anyways, yeah, it comes kind of fun.
A little humbling can be, huh?
It's fun. You need to practice that, but you will have a good time. If you're having a drink or two or a tequila or two, you will have fun time.
Thanks, Victor.
Sure.
I'm Tom Wilmer reporting from Michigan. We'll see you here bowling.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas Award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory. Produced by California Central Coast NPR affiliate KCBX. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, NPR One, iTunes, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world.